your imagination, because I'm going to take this off or I'll die. In a bit. I'll take it off in a bit.
It looks so awesome.
All right. So, one quick question. Who here has played D&D?
Hey!
Yes. And if you are of the few that have not, don't worry. We hope that by the end of this, we will all peer pressure you into getting your very first set of dice.
You think you can escape from me?
You're only but a player in my mastermind, in my maze, which you will be amazed as I have caught you to lure your friends to certain doom. Watch in this mythical crystal ball as they fall into my trap and bloom.
And the thing was stuck here, we can't do nothing to help them?
And you are frozen to watch, and as you look through the crystal, you see the Tavern of Timeless Tales. A tavern that's very familiar to you. Blue wood, silver lining, bottles and booze for free. But you're not there because you've been captured, you see. And as you look in further and further into the crystal ball, you see the barkeep, played by Vanilla the Rabbit, Jenny Yokobori. Come on up, Jenny!
What?
And who do they see? And through the door, we see Bo.
Well, Abby, you actually do. You hear the clinking of spurs before you see him. The doors swing open, and you see a 6'4" hobgoblin make his way through, cowboy hat, dusty jeans and shirt, shaking the trail off him, and I approach the cowboy. Well, hey there, Harold. You still got my special reserve in the bag?
Just beer, I'm remembering correctly.
That's right, no alcohol for me.
No,
just root beer.
Last time.
Yeah. I didn't make a mess this place, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, you have a beer. Am I all the way at this point?
No, I'll take the sarsaparilla.
Okay, that's nice.
I just learned
how to play.
Oh, thank you. I'm 64.
The doors open once again, and this time we see a very beautiful teacher come to the door. Who do we see next, Marissa?
Nathrali enters, and we see a teacher with tall horns, blue skinny hair, and shining purple eyes. She looks around, a bit nervous, clutching her staff closely, as she doesn't often find herself in taverns. She scans the room and locks eyes with Harold. Hello, sir. May I have some water? Thank you.
Over to the tavern to go and you got some water. You're waiting for one more to arrive. And the doors open and in comes our next group.
Yes. Before you see anything, you all hear the sound of buzzing. Because a swarm of bees enters the bar.
Oh, yes, the bees!
The bees gives you a bee hug. Just let it happen, just let it happen.
Whoa.
This is all around you.
Shouldn't have met a tavern during open mic night.
How many bad words are on there?
from your sharp pocket. This is the only way to get where they are. Trigger.
All right, everyone, put your orders in so you can get out, or it'll be from all of you.
So, Dizzy, what would your character Growlin drink as a drink of choice?
I'm lactose intolerant, so can you please make it without dairy?
Absolutely. A fresh dairy-free drink pops in front of the bottle.
A low-calorie option.
Yes, I drink it immediately. I down the whole thing.
Oh, down it goes, and as we're drinking, Arissa, what is your character like to drink?
Water, please.
Just water. But the most fresh, clean water just appears in front of you. It's distilled, it's just exactly what you need to quench that claret first. And then Phineas, what does Phineas drink?
Oh, mushroom tea, of course.
Oh, mushroom tea.
But the problem is...
I see. Rum, of course. How can I have anything else? Down the hatchway again.
There you go.
And for that,
one of those weird sodas that's flavored like corn.
What?
So Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. Corn.
And how about rum?
Oh, it's fast. Whatever will do me just fine, thank you.
You all begin to drink the drink. And as we are drinking the drink,
wait, this drink changed me mind.
What would you like?
As a change of pace, I'd like a mimosa. A mimosa, nice mimosa.
Yeah!
There's some mimosa fans out there.
There's mimosa fans out there. Alright. Well, if you ever get to watching my channel on Six Sides of Gaming, we have a very specific route where we have that, this is new, where we have mimosas, but the one player doesn't drink. So he started shaking a mimosa on the screen and the rest is shaking a mimosa. So mimosa starts to shake. Basically, they put the champagne in, shake the bubbles out, and they give you a flat mimosa.
That's right, she's still got alcohol in it.
It's the same happy. You all start to feel amazing. Even with the water, that's right. Something is still not right. It was water, for sure. You know it. Clerical purity was able to tell. And as you drink it, everybody starts to get a little bit wheezy until one by one, you all pass out. Thank you, Harold.
Harold goes up to them and they're like, you'll be needing this. And he pulls out this tiny, absolutely petrified prune from his pot. I don't know how long it's been there, but it's absolutely rock solid. And flips it into Raz's... He flips it into Splint's hand and he says,
don't spend it all in one place. You'll need this to get back. And he just stumbles back.
Thank you, Jenny!
Shake.
sailor from Dream. I was aboard a ship with a paladin and a wizard, and of course I was naked, of course.
Whoa!
Of course, I mean, I wouldn't expect it to be in a way. It's a good dream, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh!
And now, God! I woke up to the terrible reality of being fully clothed.
Oh, yeah. I get that. But we're in kind of a sticky situation, don't you think?
Yeah, where are we? What's going on? Why is this pound in my hand?
No idea.
Yeah. Two of you look around, and a little more further description, which eventually you will all see. You see there's this like stone crevice door, cobblestones leading, and a giant boulder wedged in it, preventing from going wherever the direction goes. To your right, you see some weird yellow-covered moss that's kind of sticking out, and to your left, it looks like someone's taking a shot and hastily drawn something on the wall. But more importantly, you see the rest of the companions unconscious in the dirt, and you would have to felt like you were next.
Oh, wait, I like that Phineas.
All right, over to Phineas. Phineas, the mushrooms. They're growing the flowers. It's a wonderful time in the...
As you're like being stumbled awake and your eyes open, Ratchet, Snatcher, Ollie, and Woozle, you spin it around and you see Captain Flint, and you see this guy looking down on you. You're awake in a cavern.
I'm not quite sure where we are, but it seems as though something was in those drinks.
Oh, it must have been the mushrooms, I think.
And so, around you, you see the rest of your companions. Who would you like to wake up?
Queen, mother.
ripping up all the HR records.
As we're all filing and non-filing, licking and not licking, eventually we all come to the same conclusion that you are open in a cupboard that has no exits, except for the description I mentioned. Some pasty chalk rooms to the left, some yellow moss to the right, and in front of you, cobblestones archway with a giant boulder wedged in it. So, for my friends who are fairly new playing the game here, you can literally interact with anything as you choose. And as a teachable moment, this is the opportunity for any one of you to, in character or out, ask me any questions, and then we may have to take it to a die roll.
Did you say there was yellow moss?
I certainly did. But in this case, your amulet shines and allows you to combine the power of the fungi with you and your abilities to plants. So do you run up and touch the moss?
Oh, yes!
Okay, so Phineas scurries across and goes to touch the moss. While that's happening, Ms. Nye, is there anything you would like to do in the room?
No, I'm curious about our rock and if it can be moved.
Would you like to try and push it?
Yeah, I'd very much like to.
Okay, so, Umbrella, is there anything you'd like to do?
Oh, I am so good at seeing the dark. I'd like to look around.
Okay, so you'll make a perception check when the time comes to take an observation. And you'll be great because I'll describe to you what's about to happen to everybody else in a second.
Well, I'm not much for book learning, but I reckon I'll take a gander at this right. On the wall, maybe make an arcana check or whatnot.
Perfect. Yes?
I'm gonna turn into bees and spread honey on the boulder to loosen it up a bit and make it a little more slippery.
Oh, I love it. So the initial honey will make it slippery. As you go and put the honey all over the rock, obviously not around the hands of the time, but yes. And you put the honey there, and Bo, what would you like to do?
You know, I'm a little hard of hearing myself, so I'm going to go and join a cabbage flip with the writing on the wall.
So the two here are just kind of trying to figure it out together.
Yeah. All right, they're clearly the intellectuals in the party.
So, now, reverse how we're going to go ahead and make your arcana checks and don't get out
of order. Oh, we were the worst choice.
We really were. That is a 16, and I get a plus 2. That's an 18!
So, Captain Flint, you were figuring out that there's some sort of pattern. As you were like, I think it's Chuck.
That's a nerd shit.
And the honey pours all over the stone. And I would like, if you could please, an athletics check from Nethrine. A D20 roll would be great.
All right.
Oh, and then you get the digital one. This is cool.
I can look for.
Okay, well, the good news is that because of NASA's honey, you get advantage, so you get to roll again.
I'm hitting the button. Sorry, let's just try that. It won't roll. Can someone roll for me?
Yes, why don't we get the audience?
Those are D12.
Okay,
what's the answer?
How's that?
I agree. I concur.
Rocky
Walla! Before you roll, I just want to say that there are two very special things that are going to happen here. If you happen to roll a 20 or a 1, something cool is going to happen. And if the Jenga Tower falls and someone is involved in helping you pick it up, something cool regarding a sponsor very, very soon. So let's roll the die and see what happens. Go ahead, give it a good old spinner move.
Yeet!
A 5! So you were pushing against the boulder, and the honey is getting stuck on your hands, and it just won't seem to move. Meanwhile, a perception check from you, please, Brahma.
Ten.
Plus your perception, which is decent. You notice that the area around you is exactly as I described, but you think you can hear.
It's Harold!
In the distance. Maybe it's Harold, we don't know.
You were noticing me.
Something was happening, so you can shut up the class if you want.
Guys, something is. Do you hear the moaning over there?
Now that you mention it.
Oh, it's coming from behind the stone wall.
Oh! What did you say?
Somebody
said,
whoa!
Did I make that sound when you were licking me?
Yes! It was quite like that!
Finally, communing with the moths. Phinia, when you touch the moths,
yes.
I need you to make it.
I'm sorry?
I need you to make a wisdom saving throw. Resist it, but you still find yourself holding it, and then you go to speak with it.
Mr. Moss, you are so lovely, but I can't remember why I was about to talk to you. Please let me know. I'm a little
bit
of a
little.
What?
It's sort of a character, but it works. Especially because this is it. All right, so. Now, I will say this.
beautiful.
A lot of bricks are being drawn. We'll go back to the crystal ball with our two heroes. They're dangerous. Captain Flint is about to push his fate to a certain doom, leaving the spirits of the Vale.
I wish I was there with my big safety pin to help him.
I can't believe Captain Flint is handling.
Come on, Brendan!
And he's got these three losers helping him do some crazy things. I don't understand nothing.
Oh, and what was the whole
Yes, and I'm very excited.
share that I will also have my very own collaboration dice set coming soon, so please look forward to it. So do your best if you do this. You should knock it over by yourself. Don't knock it over.
Why don't I remind you that if it gets knocked over, you can't.
What?
It's a little irony.
Oh, yeah, okay, so it's what we got, yeah.
It's blood, sure.
one leads your quest true. Let wisely. Do not be a fool. My legion of dead souls will consume.
Beautiful
pupil of Brindle Stallion named Electrum. And, yeah, runs up and got sat off the ground. So he licks my face. I'm like, you know, we've had enough of that today. I'm already working on a YouTube apology video, so we'll just cool it a little bit. I'm going to mount the horse. And depending on what I see in front of me right now with the licking and the shattering, I also might have Electrum just charge head first and ram the middle door.
Okay, so that is what you think, huh? What would you like to do while everyone else is causing utter chaos? So the door number one is about to be blown away, because you know that Flint's about to shatter it. And door number three is about to get a good tongue. And door number two currently has nothing except for a horse being mounted.
And what about Cosmo?
I am going to cast Gust of Wind on door number two.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can ride with the Gust of Wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Matt, is there anything you would like to do?
Because I'm such a dark druid, I'm going to prepare a web in case I need to catch some shrapnel or an attack or
attack. Oh my god, it's
my comment specifically.
Alright, and each of the doors. Okay, Nathrai, you were just observing. Is there anything in addition to this you would like to add?
I'm just going to continue to watch the chaos and unravel.
A beautiful goblet appears with a nice fresh glass of water being set, some popcorn, you got something to watch, the whole moon is about to unfold. And as this entire thing is about to unfold, we come back to the crystal, and you're watching this, and the mind flayer is like, they're all trapped.
You get me really angry, you know, because I'm really confused about what's going on over there with the horses and the whistling and the bodily fluids. Like, it's a lot of chaos.
If I was there, I would have let everybody lock the doors.
No!
Well, prepare to watch your friends die.
No!
All right. Shatter on the door goes off. Explosive rocks everywhere. The top hits the stone, it's stony, and all of a sudden it feels a little electrified as a burst of lightning channels through your tongue, through your body, and blasts out from the door handle itself. The gust of wind goes off, blowing forward to door number two. The horse and Vogel channel forward, and as soon as you hit that stone door, it erupts in a blast of fire going back. We gotta play this one out.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna need a whole bunch of dice rolls from literally everyone but Naz and the Thrive, because they were the smart ones.
Yay!
Okay, so here's what I need for you guys. Fenia, so you don't need to, because you can cast the force from my girl, okay. So we shatter, and it rolls the door back, and the particles are flying toward you. I need you to make a dexterity.
Get saving throw?
Yes, please.
Alright, I will be at a +6 on this.
You got this.
Oh, you're right here.
That is a total of 16.
No problem. You've done it. Shrapnel goes flying past. The web goes up and you catch all the shrapnel.
No, I was casting the web on specifically on Rowley.
Oh, Rowley? Okay.
Yes.
Oh. Awesome. We won't react to that. Well, you go forward. You hit this thing. Make me an athletics check with advantage because you get the wind.
Okay, well, I rolled one die already, and I swear to God, the camera got this. It was a natural 20 on the first die.
You just hit that door right down, but the fireball goes off. It blows you back down to the next step.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I have a song for that.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know.
Now, I have a question for you, Bo. You want to take the full brunt of this fireball, or you want to test your fate?
Oh, I'm going to do a pull, son.
All right. Oh! Audience, am I benevolent or malevolent?
Oh!
No.
I was excited for you.
That's fine. It looks like they're going to knock it over anyway.
Six bricks.
Yeah. It's looking pretty precarious.
No, I bet you were challenged.
You can do it. I don't think it's six. Six is a lot.
Oh, I can't knock it over.
Put the pen lights down!
Why does this look so dangerous?
Yeah.
Do it for
Hoffa! Oh, go punch him!
Go
punch him!
Whoa!
You will save his strawberry. What will happen next? In the deadliest dungeon. Web attached, strands of web can fly out of a beam.
and catches Krellin in midair.
Thank you, my liege. Come here and I'll give you your licks.
When she licks you, it's like when you put your tongue on a battery, it's just a little bit woo. So the wind is gone. You just saw Bo get killed and then resurrect. And Fry, you watched this whole thing happen. Now behind each of the doors, see, on the left side, the shattered craters, it looks like a long, dark hallway. And to the center, as it hits, you see some shambling figures in the distance coming toward you. And to the right-hand side, you see the door with a lick mark on it.
Why don't you go through the center and make friends with the shattering figures?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm a little frightened.
Just to prepare them for your incoming friendship, I'm going to throw a vial of alchemist's fire towards these menace. Alright, so here's what we're going to do. Shambling figures. Here's what we're going to do. Finian, you go run into the door, and as you look down the hall, you see these shambling figures. The vision comes clear to you because you have gnomish, trinity, right in the palace. Can I just make it out? These friendly figures look like zombies. Half bone protruding, teeth gnarled, drawn, gums receding, eyes sunken back, hair strands gross like mine right now from sweating too much on stage. As it comes further out, are moaning. There's like four, five. They're coming. Their mouths are gaping, green energy growing.
Wait,
from within.
How many are there? Four, five.
There's
six,
many.
Six,
seven,
six.
Seven.
To say they are.
They're probably 6'7". And as they shamble down, and I would like to roll for initiative. Now, I need someone to roll for the zombies. Who's going to roll for my zombies?
Right here.
Let's see here.
Toward you, what would you like to do? Well, I have a very Phineas specific spell called
tackle as you squeeze in with your friend.
A big tackle? Can I have the audience do an attack?
Who wants to roll for Phidia?
Hey!
Right here, let's go with the green saber in the back there. Splash around. Come on up. Nope, yellow, whatever it is.
There you go.
Closing in on battle here.
I did see our barbarian friend go the other way, and I still have fly at this.
so my movement rate is actually double. So I would fly after her, and once I get in there, I can see them inside the same thing.
See, you see the whole visual, there's a zombie trying to swipe at my crowd.
I am going to misty step, because I can see them, right?
Yes.
So I should be able to misty step inside the field, because I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try this.
Misty step.
Audience. That's pretty clever, isn't it?
Yeah!
Misty step when you pass through a level of force, you should have some consequences, maybe. So why don't we see if you can get through it by drawing from the
Very well, audience, please.
Yeah!
Recruit the audience again.
Four. We need four bricks. So
yeah!
Get center. Right there, blue. Come on up here. And then I got the center race over there. Waving hands right there. Come on up here.
Very good, very good. We have our four.
We got two right now.
Two so far.
Right there. Yep, come on up, and then I'll go over here at the circle and wiggle
thing. Excellent. All right, so we have our candidates. Step on up. Be careful. Be very careful around the tower.
Whoa.
All right.
Very each careful. Of
you, each of you draw a brick. Take it as you will.
Ladies first. Ladies first. Don't kill me, please.
Oh, dude.
And Brad, I would like you guys, with the help of someone from the audience,
to draw from the tower.
So what? We just drank 3 liters of
water. Come on!
And that's it. You want us to select? So, what? Usually you're going to draw one, but since it's near the end of the game and it's Paul, Paul, you're the last one to mission. Is there anything you want to do right now?
Oh, yeah. So to be clear, the field has been broken down, yeah?
The field is down. Between 3 of you and 1 of them.
Oh, what I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
What I'm looking at right now.
Before you draw, hold on.
What's your name?
What I'm looking at right now is to see most of my friends down this hallway.
Uh-huh.
The field's broken. You guys are now free, but the zombies are closing in.
Right.
I'd like to pull up my revolver for the first time.
Yeah!
You see there are two separate chambers in this thing. I swap them. Level this thing, use action surge, and fire off 6 separate shots at every single one of you who are sitting down this hallway, because my revolver is a revolver, an expelled revolver, a vortex warp.
What?
Each bullet casts vortex warp on every single person down this hallway, pulling them back out and teleporting them back to me.
What?
All of you are also just going to wipe this whole thing in the hole.
I stand up. I fan the hammer. It's Halloween.
Yeah, no, I like that dinner because that was not looking good. The nick on the soul of Bo.
I feel it, Harold!
Harold!
Yay!
picked up and flown everywhere, and in comes every single one of your companions, Nifrali, and Growl, and Finia, and Flint, Naz, Bob, and Raz, and D's! And together, you hear the sound of the tip-top of the tower. Fresh water, mushroom tea, rum, shaken mimosas. That's what we'll end our game.
Wrestling Dream Match.